Will everybody in the chamber, as well as those in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by the Reverend Galk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 34th Psalm we hear, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Almighty God, as we conclude this day's work and return to loved ones, watch over our travel and help us be mindful of your wondrous gifts in this life you provide us. And may we always be willing to share the joy of your word in the tasks that we pursue this weekend. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean,
here.
Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
The senator from Jefferson County is present. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 8th day, Wednesday, January 18th, 2023.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. The senator from Cole County.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, an act relating to the America 250 Missouri Commission.
Senator from Cole, would you care to explain your concurrent resolution?
No explanation needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. The senator from Dunklin County.
President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward. Senator, concurrent resolution does not have a title, will be printed in the journal. Would you care to explain your resolution?
No explanation, yes, sir.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. The senator from Newton County. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 518, introduced by Senator Carter, an act relating to the designation of a memorial bridge.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill? Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills, the senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 519, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to a tax credit for the production of biodiesel fuel.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 8th.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 520, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to the review of certain financing orders by the Missouri Public Service Commission.
If we could get some order in the chamber and take your conversations to the side galleries, I'm sure the senators who'd like to introduce a bill would appreciate it. Introduction of bills. The senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 521, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to the Second Injury Fund.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Franklin County. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 522, introduced by Senator Brown, 26, an act relating to tobacco products.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill? Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
I have two bills, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 523, introduced by Senator Bernskeeter, an act relating to sewage regulation.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 524, introduced by Senator Burns-Getter, an act relating to sports officials.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Where are we?
Mr. President, I'm not sure where we are.
Senator, you might want to go to the reports of standing committees. You might want to move to that order of business.
I move that we go to reports of standing committees.
Perfect. Hearing no objection, the order of business will report to standing committees. The Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your committee on gubernatorial.
Could we have some silence in the chamber so we can hear the Senator from Boone send forward his committee report?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report for committee on gubernatorial appointments. A list of the appointments has been distributed on the desks, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading will be granted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on this report in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report will be voted on in one motion. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Recognize the close. Senator Boone County renews his motion that the gubernatorial appointments committee report be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the gubernatorial appointments committee report. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the upper gallery behind me and to your left is a Troy FFA group with their state representative and one of the state representatives in my Senate district, Doyle Justice. Glad to have him over here. I like the body to make him feel welcome. Love FFA groups when they come visit us.
Would the students from the Troy FFA group please rise and the Missouri Senate recognize these young future leaders to our chamber today. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I will be making the motion to go to second reading of Senate bills. It will take some time, but after that, I plan to make a motion to adjourn until Monday at 4 p.m. Members are welcome to stay, or you may go ahead and head out, as there will be no formal business after the second readings.
Thank you, Senator. Other announcements? Announcements? Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Boone County. If we could get some order in the chamber so that we can hear the Senator from Boone refer potentially your own bill. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 92.
Senate Bill 92, an act relating to rural workforce development incentives.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 93.
Senate Bill 93, an act relating to corporate income taxes.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 94.
Senate Bill 94, an act relating to tax credits for qualified motion media projects.
Economic Development Tax Policy, Senate Bill 95.
Senate Bill 95, an act relating to property taxes.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 96.
Senate Bill 96, an act relating to certain special taxing districts.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 97.
Senate Bill 97, an act relating to the offense of unlawfully gaining entry into motor vehicle.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 98.
Senate Bill 98, an act relating to elections.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 99.
Senate Bill 99, an act relating to childhood immunizations.
Emerging issues, Senate Bill 100.
Senate Bill 100, an act relating to bullion.
Veterans, Military Affairs, and Pensions, Senate Bill 101.
Senate Bill 101, an act relating to lender-placed insurance.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 102.
Senate Bill 102, an act relating to qualification for petition circulators.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 103.
Senate Bill 103, an act relating to court automation.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 104.
Senate Bill 104, an act relating to the assessment of personal property.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 105.
Senate Bill 105, an act relating to the assessment of real property.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 106.
Senate Bill 106, an act relating to patient examinations.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 107.
Senate Bill 107, an act relating to teacher-student loan forgiveness.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 108.
Senate Bill 108, an act relating to abortion.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 109.
Senate Bill 109, an act relating to mining.
General Law, Senate Bill 110.
Senate Bill 110, an act relating to the administration of the state personnel law.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 111.
Senate Bill 111, an act relating to the payment of salaries out of state treasury.
Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 112.
Senate Bill 112, an act relating to transportation.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 113.
Senate Bill 113, an act relating to public hearings for ballot measures submitted to the people.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 114.
Senate Bill 114, an act relating to transportation for disabled persons.
Veterans, Military Affairs, and Pensions, Senate Bill 115.
Senate Bill 115, an act relating to the practice of veterinary medicine.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 116.
Senate Bill 116, an act relating to the disposition of the dead.
General Law, Senate Bill 117.
Senate Bill 117, an act relating to civil actions.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 118.
Senate Bill 118, an act relating to detention on arrest without a warrant.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, SJR 9.
Senate Joint Resolution 9, an act relating to transportation funding.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, SJR 10.
Senate Joint Resolution 10, an act relating to procedures for ballot measures that are submitted to the people.
Local government elections, SJR 11.
Senate Joint Resolution 11, an act relating to exemptions from farm property tax.
Government Accountability. Mr. President, we get just a little bit of
Senator
order.
Senator from Boone.
Can we just get a little bit of order in the chamber? Thank you.
If we could get some quiet in the chambers so that the senator from Boone can continue his second reading.
Senate Joint Resolution 12.
Senate Joint Resolution 12, an act relating to initiative proposing constitutional amendments.
Local government elections, SJR 13.
Senate Joint Resolution 13, an act relating to the office of assessor in charter counties.
Local government elections, SJR 14.
Senate Joint Resolution 14, an act relating to riverboat gambling.
Emerging issues, SJR 15.
Senate Joint Resolution 15, an act relating to property tax assessments.
Economic Development Tax Policy, SJR 16.
Senate Joint Resolution 16, an act relating to property tax exemptions.
Economic Development Tax Policy, SJR 17.
Senate Joint Resolution 17, an act relating to limitations on the legislative process.
Local government elections, SJR 18.
Senate Joint Resolution 18, an act relating to the taxation of real property.
Government Accountability, SJR 19.
Senate Joint Resolution 19, an act relating to abortion.
Health and Welfare, SJR 20.
Senate Joint Resolution 20, an act relating to the right of individuals to refuse any medical procedure or treatment.
Emerging Issues, SJR 21.
Senate Joint Resolution 21, an act relating to property tax assessments for certain seniors.
Government Accountability, SJR 22.
Senate Joint Resolution 22, an act relating to the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, SJR 23.
Senate Joint Resolution 23, an act relating to term limits for members of the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, SJR 24.
Senate Joint Resolution 24, an act relating to jury trial waivers.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, SJR 25.
Senate Joint Resolution 25, an act relating to the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, SJR 26.
Senate Joint Resolution 26, an act relating to a property tax exemption for certain child care facilities.
Fiscal Oversight, SJR 27.
Senate Joint Resolution 27, an act relating to voter qualifications.
Local Government Elections, SJR 28.
Senate Joint Resolution 28, an act relating to constitutional amendments.
Local Government Elections, SJR 29.
Senate Joint Resolution 29, an act relating to parents' exclusive right to control the upbringing of their children.
Education Workforce Development, SJR 30.
Senate Joint Resolution 30, an act relating to elections.
Local Government Elections, SJR 31.
Senate Joint Resolution 31, an act relating to the judiciary.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, SJR 32.
Senate Joint Resolution 32, an act relating to the powers of the legislature.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, SJR 33.
Senate Joint Resolution 33, an act relating to constitutional amendments.
SJR 34. Local Government Elections, SJR 34.
Senate Joint Resolution 34, an act relating to limits on state revenues.
Fiscal Oversight, SJR 35.
Senate Joint Resolution 35, an act relating to property taxes.
Senator from Shelby.
President, without objection, the Senate will go.
Senator from Boone.
35, Economic Development, Tax Policy.
SJR 35. Got it. Secretary says good. Senator from Shelby.
Objection. The Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of concurrent resolution. Senator from Boone.
Concurrent resolution 6.
Senate concurrent resolution number 6, an act relating to SCN 2A Awareness Day.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics.
Senator from Shelby.
President, with no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, January 23rd.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, January 23rd at 4 p.m.